Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Dr. Tim Riley. He is the curator of archaeology at the USU Prehistoric Museum. We're going to talk about some of the things that they have to offer online. We're going to talk about the museum itself and then some of the things that Dr. Riley does there at the museum. It's a great, you know, it is a great asset to the community. And that brings a lot of people here. But right now, with it being closed, you can still visit it online. There are plenty of great things to see. Dr. Riley, thank you for taking out the time today. We appreciate it.
Sure, Dave. Happy to join you. We're part of Utah State University Eastern, although we're not on campus. We're downtown, next to the library and next to the city building. And we've been a museum since 1961, when Don Burge and other community members founded this museum. It's focused primarily on paleontology, the study of past life, and archaeology, the study of the stuff people left behind in the past. As you said, I'm the archaeologist here, and so I spend most of my time thinking about the native cultures, native peoples that lived here for the last 13,000 years, but we also have a whole other side dedicated to not just dinosaurs, but lots of dinosaurs and other evidence of past life going back. I think the oldest thing in the museum is the oldest fossil is about 750 million years old, and it's basically a little dot that is a colony of basically single-celled organisms. But we have everything going from that all the way through the Ice Age and all the way up to when the Spanish got here in 1776. And then we also have a temporary art gallery in the upstairs, or temporary gallery. It's not always art. It depends on what it is. Right now, if you could come visit the museum, it's a great show on a local artist named Charlie Johnston, who's lived a long and illustrative life in Alaska and Minnesota and other places, as well as Utah, and basically takes his inspiration from nature. So it goes from his natural history specimens like skull mounts and other types of taxidermy mounts through his field sketches and into his artwork that he derives from there. And that'll be up through the summer. So once we reopen to the public, we'd love for people to come visit and see some of the spectacular art that reflects the beautiful environment around here.
Okay. And once again, you're not open right now, but you guys have a great online presence. Your webpage is chock full of a lot of exhibits that are on the museum floor. So can we talk about that?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, as you said, we have an online presence as our website, which is, you just type in Prehistoric Museum, it should come up. The other way, its direct link is usueastern.edu/museum, and you can learn a lot more about us here. You can learn about visiting. You can learn about some of the other things we do, how you could get involved as a volunteer or as a member moving forward. But we also have some of our exhibits on some of the materials we have here at the museum. We have basically small online exhibits focused on existing permanent exhibits in the museum, and then we've also got some stuff on the temporary exhibits as they travel through. And so you could go through, you could explore the Paleo-Indians, which is what we call the people who lived here during the Ice Age when mammoths roamed, the Huntington mammoth in particular, roamed the earth. But we also talk about the coal mines and how those are derived from swamps during the age of dinosaurs. On the edge of the Intercretaceous Seaway, you can look at a geologic time scale. You can look at some of the individual animals that have lived here in the past, like the Allosaurus. The Allosaurus is probably one of our more famous fossil specimens, and is from the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry, now known as the Jurassic National Monument, along with some of our other fossils from there. And then we also have a social media presence. We're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. We're most active on Facebook, but we also post to Twitter and Instagram fairly regularly. And one thing we're trying to do as we move forward is put on more activities through social media, which is a little bit more flexible than the webpage, to help engage parents whose kids are home from school for the next month or so. So, for example, we've taken our Prehistoric Explorers book that you can get when you come into the museum and use to explore the museum, and the activities that you don't have to be at the museum to do, we're putting on one page at a time, basically once a day. And we're also posting some links to some other online resources, specifically educational resources, to help engage your kids in learning about, for example, we just posted one today about earthquakes and learning about earthquakes for kids based on the seismic activity we had over on the Wasatch Front near Magna last week.
And so, once again, as I said, you have, there's great stuff on there. You can almost do a virtual tour of the museum online.
Almost. You almost could. That's true. We have more exhibits than this, and we're constantly updating exhibits. For example, we just put in a new exhibit focused on the Eocene mammals that lived in Utah. So this is after the age of dinosaurs, which, you know, ended 65 million years ago. And the Uinta Basin in particular is a great source for this mammal period. And we have a really big, sort of like, looks like a rhino, sort of, called a Uintatheer, that just got mounted and put on display along with some other cases on the transition from dinosaurs to mammals. That's not online yet, but what we are planning on doing, in addition to our web page, which you can go visit some of these exhibits, for example, the coal mines, as I mentioned, or you can learn about the geologic timescale or the Cretaceous Seaway or the individual animals, is we're planning on doing some live Facebook videos exploring individual aspects of the museum, and we're going to start that this Friday around 11:30 in conjunction with the Carbon Corridors stay-at-home vacation.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. Well, Dr. Riley, thank you for taking out the time and letting people know about the resource that we have here. The resource, the museum, is a great resource, and it's a even more tremendous asset to the community as well.
Well, Dave, we appreciate that. We'd love to see people come back. Keep your eye on our social media or various press releases. In the last year or so, we've started making all federal and state holidays a free day. So hopefully for July 4th and Pioneer Day, you guys can come in and explore the museum for free and see some of the stuff that we've been doing more recently, and we'd love to talk more with any of our local visitors or people from further afield.
Looking forward to it. Dr. Riley, thank you for taking out the time to spend with us today. We really appreciate it.
No problem, Dave.
That was Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. He is the curator of archaeology. Get on down to the museum and check it out when it opens to the public, or make sure you check out their online presence and their website. It's great. You can just about do a virtual tour there. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview, make sure you check out castlecountryradio.com.